Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
We talk about food, we talk about music, with musical dudes, finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Someone leaves the room next door, I feel alone, but open up to see. There's someone else in here with me. I see a figure standing there. The mirror image of perfection stares. A red bandana tames your long brown hair. I shut the door and pull myself together for a second glance. This keyhole's big enough to give the chance. My eyes are wide, my heart expands inside. Love at first sight is more than I can hide. For there you are again, looking every bit the way I dreamed. Come take a walk with me, we'll have a talk, we'll grab a beer, a change of scene. There's a spot atop the stairwell in my building we can go. A door ajar, a hidden entry to a world I've never known. And I'm living the night of my life on a rooftop in New York City, holding our bodies close together. I'm grateful for the perfect weather, living it up on a rooftop in New York City. I know we'll be up here together forever, even if I never see you. Holding our bodies close together, I'm grateful for the perfect weather, living it up on a rooftop in New York City. Again. I climbed the stairs this time alone, so I can see if it was just a dream. But the door ajar is what it seemed. I call you on the telephone, but I don't recognize the tone I hear. The love I felt has been replaced by fear. I slam the phone and count to ten. Depression is a nasty maid. She finds you before asking to be paid. I've seen her trick too many times before, so once again I step outside that door. Into that world again, you opened up my eyes so I could see. And we are back, my friend, into that night in which we live eternally. Look in my eyes just one more time and say it's beauty that you see. Once again my mind is blown, for beauty stares right back at me. And I'm living the night of my life on a rooftop in New York City, holding our bodies close together. I'm grateful for the perfect weather, living it up on a rooftop in New York City. I know we'll be up here together forever, even if I never see you. Together, I'm grateful for the perfect weather, living it up on a rooftop in New York City. I know we'll be up here together forever, even though I'll never see you again.
Okay, we're gonna open this show with a beer bong today. So, Phil, if you'll, happy 2-year anniversary.
Thank you,
Phil. Yeah.
Drink.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it was a drop.
Success.
Professional.
I did drop one drop down the edge of my chin, but that's not really, that doesn't count.
Okay. Now can we get professional, please?
Okay.
This is a radio show. Yes. Welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, Greg Bresnitz. Darren is starting his 6-month sabbatical from the show, so we can focus on Unique Eats over the Cooking Channel, so he will be missed, but the show must go on. We have a lot of people in here today, so Why don't we just go around the room and everyone can announce themselves, including the people who are taking photos, because they're just as important. So directly across from me.
My name is Breedlove.
My name is Caitlin.
Drop your business. She's a photographer.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm a photographer.
What's the name of your site?
35bodies.com.
35 Bodies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Comes from a big old song. And,
okay.
My name is Steven. I'm a professional partier.
Oh my. Okay.
My name is Drez. I'm one half of the group Evertan. My man Jarobi from A Tribe Called Quest will not be here today. I'll be holding it down. You can catch us at www.evertan.net.
You sound like a professional. Like, this might not have been.
I've done
do
some
you have call. Do you have any experience? Have you had some call and response interviews?
A couple of times. You might know me from the group Black Sheep. But, like, you know, we're moving forward, ever forward.
And your man next to you?
D-Pox, Brooklyn's finest. Bringing you Pool Genius Records, which is bringing you Evertan, Jarobi, and Drez.
Yeah.
My name is Philip Gilmore. I'm a I'm an apprentice of Steven, the professional partier, and also I'm the owner of Momo Sushi Shack.
Professional beer bonger.
And beer bonger.
Professional. So Phil, let's get us started. Where did you get started cooking?
You know, actually, this is the dirty little secret: is I've never actually professionally cooked. I started cooking with my grandmother when I was 4.
Okay.
As far as restaurants, I've been working in restaurants for 26 years, but mostly as a bartender and waiter.
Mm-hmm.
But every restaurant I've ever worked in, I'm always in the kitchen messing around and learning stuff. So by default, I am a chef. But
and you came to New York in 99. We'll skip all the other things because there's a lot between now and 99.
Yeah.
So, and you got started at Diner, which is, you know, pretty good stomping grounds for the beginning of never leaving Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So talk about like what was the dining scene was 99 down at Diner.
Oh man, you know it's funny if you meet people that were here in Williamsburg and Bushwick in 99. It's there's so many like little tiny things that you know we forget about, like there was like, you know, Black Betty's, but also Black Betty's was a restaurant, and there was Osnot's Dish and Ali Oli, which I actually helped start too. But it was literally, people talk about after hours now, like there was no bar that wasn't after hours in 99, 2000, 2001 in Williamsburg, because, like, you know, nobody would ever shut you down. So
right, yeah. I mean, who were the type of people that were coming out to eat?
Everybody, because
everybody.
No, well, that's the weird part is Williamsburg in 99 was kind of almost the same thing as you have here. It's a cross section of poor art students, struggling artists, struggling musicians, upcoming artists, upcoming musicians, famous artists, famous actors that are all living in Williamsburg. So back then, it's the same thing as that, you know, I think that Roberta's especially, but also me, is it doesn't matter if your restaurant's good or not. It just so happens that I think Roberta's and Momo are two of the best restaurants in the fucking world, objectively speaking. But it's like, you know, within you know, 8 blocks of here, how many people are there? Within 10 blocks of here, how many people are there? 100,000? I don't know.
Right.
50,000, whatever it is. And there's nothing to eat. It's like, you know, here, you know, Momo or Brooklyn Natural, you know?
Almost like success by default.
Yes, they said. But then, you know, like just Roberta's very much the same way the Diner was it's successful by default, but they were doing something so special and so magical even back in 99. So
any like I was there stories that you want to share? Speechless?
Nah.
I don't know if I've ever seen Phil speechless.
No, I don't know. I there a million, I don't know. 9/11? I don't know.
I was thinking a little bit more lighthearted.
No.
Not
offhand. I mean,
9/10.
Yeah. 9/10.
Actually, that was a really good night. That was the second night of the Michael Jackson concert.
Really?
I went to it, yeah.
Right, wow.
Actually, I was at the. Do you remember Stinger's Bar?
No.
It was like Stinger's Bar was funny. And I think in the year 99 or 2000, they not only got Time Out's like best new bar, they got best bar in New York City.
Oh wow!
And so it's great because they had like, you know, one of those little clipboards where you can snap in the letters.
Mm-hmm.
They had a sign behind the bar that said, "Get naked, get a shot. Get laid, get fucked, get a bottle." And that's something that I was there for.
Oh, yes. You saw someone get a bottle?
Yeah.
Or you got the bottle?
Well, I might have. I definitely got lots of free shots.
Okay.
But people would literally get bottles on the bar.
Really? Oh, nah. Oh, hey.
Literally. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
You're an alcoholic. Yeah, I'm an alcoholic. Like, you're poor. I'm poor. We got the parts. Let's do this.
Yeah. And then you just have to, like, kind of figure out which alcohol you really, you
know. No, anything. Anything.
Anything?
I don't think it ever happened, but I guess theoretically you could get 2 half bottles. I think,
oh, okay. Like a carafe of whiskey.
Yeah. She likes gin. I like vodka.
So when we met, or when we first started with each other, was for Boogaloo and when you were at Bozu.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what we don't have to go too far into, because we talked about briefly when you were on the show last time.
Yeah.
Which you can check out in the podcast.
Yes.
But when you came on last time, we were talking about you leaving Bozu and then heading over to Momo.
Yeah. So basically, I'd basically bartended for, even at Diner and Ollie Ollie, but also Sweet Ups, Royal Oak, Boogaloo. I was kind of like, you know, it's like, let's see, 5 years ago. So I'm like, you know, 34, 35, and I'm bartending. I'm making tons of money, but it's like that lifestyle, that whole, you know, I still, to this day, because I bartended for so long, I still can't go to sleep before 5 o'clock.
Right.
I mean, literally. And so I kind of like, Bozu was my transition of getting out of the bartending scene, and I was making like half the amount of money, but like saving twice as much money. You know, I'm waiting tables at a Japanese restaurant, you know, when I'm the only non-Japanese person there. But, you know, the quality of life, and, you know, I'm not drinking as much. And, you know, so then that kind of, like, led to my inspiration to open Momo. And actually, even when I was working at Bozu, I knew Chris and Brandon from working at bars. And I actually, when they opened here, I worked here once or twice a week to help them open up.
Oh, and let's just, as we always like to harken back, Brandon.
Hoy.
Yes. Well, I mean, he doesn't know it's Brandon on the show, because we talk about him all the time. Royal Oak, where Darren and I used to do finger on the post parties.
Yeah.
And that's how we met Brandon. And that's
I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's right.
As we always say, Brandon's like, I'm going to open a pizza shop. And we're like, okay, sure you are, buddy. It's 5 a.m. Yeah, you go open that pizza shop. And it turned out to be Roberta's. Yeah. So then let's talk about Momo and the opening of Momo. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were still over at Bozu, right, while this place was kind of being concepted and underway?
Yeah. So, it's, you know, me and my the owner of Boogaloo, Chance Johnson, and Makoto Suzuki from Bozu, and now also Samurai Mama, we were all equal business partners. We get the space, and I basically invested everything I had and begged, borrowed, and sealed the rest. And so I still had to be working at Bozu. So I was working at Bozu 4 to 5 nights a week, and then building this during the day.
Okay. Yeah. And then the first, you know, 6 or so months were a little bit different than what Momo is now. So for anyone that kind of missed it before the hype started setting in, what was it like? What was the scene in the early days of Momo?
Well, we kind of, like, our original concept was basically, when I was working at Bozu, me and Makoto talked about doing certain changes to the menu. And we'd always, you know, not that I had a say in it, but, you know, we'd always talk about doing food. And Bozu's so successful that you can't really, you know, you don't change the Big Mac. You know, you made so much money, it's so busy that he didn't want to touch the menu. But we always talked about, like, you know, doing more organic and local and all of that. So we basically, the concept of Momo was taking Bozu's menu but making it more vegan friendly, doing more, you know, local and organic produce, more sustainable. And that's what it was in the beginning. So it was kind of like a carbon copy of Bozu's menu with little tweaks. And then slowly after, you know, Roberta's has been, you know, our biggest supporter, and them hooking us up with, I mean, Patrick from Heritage Foods, I won't even get into that. I mean, like, the promotion that he's done for us, and, you know, giving us such good prices on all the, you know, the pork that we get there, and it's the best pork in the world, in my opinion. And, you know, just, you know, and then have, you know, being on the radio and all that, the first 6 months, like, getting introduced to Ben from The Grange, you know, and all those companies, we're just start getting all these ingredients, and then the menu just kind of naturally morphed from that, because my kind of whole MO is I always want to keep all my staff and my kitchen really interested. So I might constantly, for the first 6-7 months, I'm just sourcing ingredients and then just having deliveries come and nobody knows they're coming. And being like, I ordered a whole goat today and 12 pounds of ground cherries. Get to work, you know? So, you know, and so then it, like, kind of, like, you know, kind of gets people excited and gets the customers excited, and, you know. And so now it's kind of like ghetto, you know, izakaya, you know, like, kind of like, you know, kind of a little bit seasonal, and, you know.
Well, let's go and play another song from Breedlove, who, because we were so interrupted by that beer bong, I forgot to mention, opened up the show.
This is my favorite, probably my top 10 favorite songs ever written. I'm seriously, this is the most beautiful love song I've ever heard. Honestly the best song I've ever heard, seriously.
Then I dedicate it to you today.
Awesome. Oh. I played this song. Yeah, I played this song for 3 different people and sang the lyrics to them. I've had people cry hearing the song for the first time.
Did you get a free bottle?
Yes.
All right, we're going to play this song. We'll be back to talk about current Momo and anniversaries. Yes. You're listening to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org is the most trusted media outlet for real, quality conversations about food. That experience will come to life at our first annual members-only fundraiser party on September 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Enjoy the best food in the world from talent including Michael Anthony, award-winning chef from Gramercy Tavern, Brooks Headley, award-winning pastry chef from Del Posto, Shauna Pacifico at Back 40 West, sustainable seafood from sea to table, and much more, including drinks made by Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues, craft beer from Greenpoint Harbor Brewery, wine from Cane Vineyard and Winery in the Napa Valley, and plenty more. Radio is back, and this will be a special, exclusive experience in the back garden of Roberta's that you don't want to miss. September 9th, 5 to 8 p.m. Buy tickets at heritageradionetwork.eventbrite.com.
The program was sponsored by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons. Summertime is not the only time when barbecue is welcome. At S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, Sam Edwards has been working his magic on ribs, briskets, pit-cooked pulled pork, and much, much more. Add a few of their sides and the party is complete. Entertaining has never been so easy. To order, go to virginiatraditions.com.
I love you, but it's true.
Awesome.
Ta-da.
It's very, very good. Phil karaoke the entire time. We just didn't have the mics on.
Awesome. And air drummed and pianoed.
And then pulled out a cigar.
Oh, D Parks gave this to me.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to say what's up to our friends at Macanudo Crew Royale. It's probably about a $30 cigar, so.
Okay.
Or less or more, I don't know, but it's a really good cigar.
So let's set the scene. Sunday night, Tiki Disco.
Yeah.
You get, you know, you have a few.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm hungry. I already had a pizza at 4.
Yeah.
You're like somewhere around the corner, and you go to Momo.
And then you get told to go fuck yourself.
You get told to go fuck yourself.
I'm sorry, we can't help you.
And then you say, actually, I you show them the cash.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, right this way.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is the scene at Momo? Like, what are you going to expect now, Momo 2012?
During Tiki Disco? Or,
just in general? It was more just like to kind of visualization.
I don't want to, I mean, I have such a good staff, and we get such good ingredients. I have an amazing, talented staff. The kitchen, the waiters, everybody's loyal to me. It's a family there. It's like I don't really know where to go. It's like, you know, we're always going to do new stuff, but it's like I don't even know. Like, I'm always trying to think of projects to do to make it better, but I don't. I'm so happy with it, you know?
You know, I rarely ask this question, but if you were someone to come for the first time and they're like, I want some staples and, you know, something new, what would you recommend for them?
Well, you know, like I said before, every day we have, you know, we have the regular menu, and then we have anywhere from like 20 to 30 specials, and the specials change every single day. So I really recommend we do omakase, which is, you know, and it's kind of our own version of omakase. Usually omakase is mostly sushi, but we do a vegan tasting menu. We do all.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have a vegan tasting menu that starts at $40. It's actually doesn't even. It can't go over $40. It's like $40, and everything is vegan. But we have any given night we have 25 vegan options.
That's well. I mean, I knew about the vegan options, but yeah. I know about a vegan tasting menu.
Yeah, we have vegan tasting menu.
What are some of the highlight dishes on the vegan tasting menu?
Let's see. What did we have? We did a. Let's see. We got in some beautiful, like this weekend we were doing a tempura with wild baby chanterelles that we're getting from Forged and Found, which is another amazing company. Organic Japanese eggplant and organic baby zucchini tempura served with ponzu and also a Japanese green tea salt.
So we're shutting down the show. We're going to go next door. Thank you all for coming. Sorry, guys.
Amen. You know, and then...
And then for the meat lovers.
I was just going to say, I think one of the things, you know, I kind of help curate some of the dishes and some of the ingredients, and then the kitchen goes crazy with it. But the one thing I'm really proud of is we started getting whole lamb and whole goat from Heritage Foods. Mm. And
thank you, Patrick.
I kind of have like some Scottish heritage in me, and I love haggis. So
okay, go on.
and so what we've been doing, we've been getting in whole lamb and goat. We take the brain, heart, tongue, kidney, liver,
dick and balls.
And then we grind it up with a little bit of Heritage pork belly and basically make a sausage. And then we take that and we grind it up with medjool dates, Marcona almonds, garlic and rosemary, make a sausage raw, and then we do handmade gyozas with it. And
what do you call this dish?
Offal. Awful, offal.
Awful.
Yeah. Well, it's pronounced awful, but it's our awful, offal. How do you say it?
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, awful. I know you're. I get the joke.
It's a Belgian word for parts, but I'm going to tell you, like anybody that has any problem with any of those ingredients, if I didn't tell you what you were eating and you tasted it, you would get goosebumps in your eyes. Would go like.
Ooh. It doesn't have like that weird granular type of.
That's what the garlic and the dates and the pork belly comes.
That's how we hide it.
Yeah,
the way how you're eating.
That's how
cow
we hide
dick.
The dick and balls.
The dick and balls.
Yeah.
I've had duck balls.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Really just awful. They were served with peas. It was like the worst pairing ever. Like, just,
don't they look the same?
Yeah, I was like this
they're
is
both green and
it's,
small.
It's kind of like it was like doubling down, like, oh, did you really hate this? Now you really, really hate this.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, everybody's like, you know, is there any food you don't like? I've only actually ever eaten one food in my entire life that I literally thought was just inedible, and it was for my birthday a few years ago. My business partner Makoto took me to Kyoya, which is like this Michelin starred, you know, Japanese restaurant, and we're friends with the chef there. And he said, "Oh, this is so special." He gave me sea cucumber liver, and it was the only thing I've ever tasted that I thought was like, I can't eat this.
Well, I mean, but you had to eat it out of respect.
Oh, right? Absolutely, and I felt like my throat was going to close up. And
oh my god! All right, so you're 2 years in.
Yeah.
As of yesterday. Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
And we have you.
Oh, happy three-year anniversary today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. 3 years of Snacky Tunes.
Yeah. Yay. Get this man a cigar.
What's next?
You know, I'm just kind of, you know, I have some ideas for projects, and I, you know, everybody's excited for us to do something else, and I'm just going to wait till January to even start taking anything seriously. Like, it's 2 years now, and I just want to ride out the rest of this year and kind of enjoy it while it lasts, so, and I'm kind of fine never doing any other restaurant ever again, but I'm also fine doing, you know, 100 restaurants, so.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe maybe somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to start.
Once you get your army of children, they can probably work the restaurants.
I'm going to wait till January, and then I have some ideas. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to stick around for the rest of the show?
Absolutely.
So, you know, one thing, and nuts and bolts, I mean, you don't have a Twitter handle as we determined.
We actually, Momo Sushi Shack does have Twitter. Yeah. I just personally don't have it.
Oh, okay.
So you can go to MomoSushiShack.com, which I think tomorrow our new website launches. We're going to redo the website, and we're on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Reservations?
Yeah, we do reservations. We're open 7 days a week. We're open from lunch from 12 to 3:30. We close between 3:30 and 6. We're open till midnight on Friday and Saturday, 11 o'clock the rest of the week. We only take reservations for omakase, and if you're vegan, it starts at $40, and if you eat meat and fish, it starts at like $45 to $50, and it can
still
go
really
up to
good.
Well, that's where it starts.
That's what I get you.
I think 140 is impossible. Per person, but that's really
okay.
Good stuff.
So anywhere between 45 and 140.
Yeah.
Just like the amount of restaurants.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So, all right, well, you know, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you so much, brother.
Absolutely, thank you. And so now we're going to play the New York City Rooftop Remix,
yes.
Which is kind of why we have both sets of musicians in here today with Drez and Breedlove. You guys want to talk about the remix before we play it, or do you want to play it and then we can talk about it after? How about this? Set it up.
All right. So the first song that you played, New York City Rooftop, I wrote that about 5 years ago. It was given a new life by Chufu.
Whose phone got eaten by ants, and that's why I couldn't be here today. That is a true story.
In Suriname.
Yeah.
In a jungle.
OMG. Well, we released a new that version of the song about 2 months ago with a music video, and we love doing it, and we're really excited about the idea of giving it even more life, new audience by collaborating and adding in some amazing rap verses, and.
All right, so let's play it,
yeah.
And then we'll talk about the verses
awesome.
Afterwards. You're listening to Snacky Tunes Radio, and here we go, New York City Rooftop Remix by Breedlove and a bunch of other people.
Boom.
Well, I want you to go with me, because if I hear any good news, it's just me throwing away all my blues,
and
baby.
I'm living the life on a rooftop in New York City. Holding our bodies close together. I'm grateful for the perfect weather.
So
living it up on a rooftop in New York City.
Rooftop,
I know
baby.
We'll be up here together forever.
Yeah.
Even if I never see you again.
Where the dude drops and chases two shots with a slice of Everton. Saturday Night Live with a splash of crayon. B-boys and B-girls be glad just because. New York rooftops are hot and Breedlove, no lie. Is where my love caught my eye, my angel. All I see is her in the sky.
Willie B, Bridge, my time, that's the backdrop. Felt an energy live, why not stop? On a roof strong, drink a soda pop. She shoots me looks like I can make the moon stop.
Yeah.
The beat stops, she pulls me closer. I trace her outline, how will it end? Here's my cell phone, put her numbers 10. Fun on the rooftop,
and
to see you again.
Living the night of my life on a rooftop in New York City. Holding our bodies close together. I'm grateful for the perfect weather. Living it up on a rooftop in New York City. I know we'll be up here together forever. Even if I never see you.
Skyscraping, feel feeling great. Together forever in NYC. Rooftop hopping in the best city. Make a memory.
Yeah.
Party time. Hold up your glass. Champagne or wine.
Drink
sky lining. Hold me closer. Dance all night. Lean on your shoulder. Energy high. Sky so pretty. Like the sky. Clean air so gritty. Climate cool and feel the breeze.
Yeah.
New York City frequencies. Perfect weather. Moon shining bright. Just another night.
Together, I'm grateful for the perfect weather. Living it up on a rooftop in New York City. I know we'll be up here together forever. Even if I never see you.
Even if I never see you again, baby.
And I'm living the night of my life on a rooftop in New York City. Holding our bodies close together. I'm grateful for the perfect weather. Living it up on a rooftop in New York City. I know we'll be up here together forever. Together, I'm grateful for the perfect weather. Living it up on a rooftop in New York City. I know we'll be up here together forever. Even though I'll never see you again.
Okay.
Bootsy.
Okay.
Bootsy, baby.
Let's start here. Let's deconstruct that for a second, because there's a lot of guest verses on there. Drez, I'm going to hand this to you. Play next.
Drez, the first verse.
Let's start with Drez, the first verse.
Spectacular.
Drez, who almost needs no introduction.
Please.
Exhilarating.
Let's talk about how this came together.
All right.
Well, we all know a very great man by the name of Chu Fu. And
Chu.
I had an opportunity to meet Chu at a show I was doing maybe a couple years ago. And him and his partner Jerm kind of just chopped it up and stayed close. They actually pulled me in for a project that they were doing with Bootsy and a lady by the name of Zsa Zsa. And they were, you know, we kind of like, I think we're able to all kind of pull out something kind of cool in each other. I think we kind of saw in the session and just, you know, really stayed close. I was working on a project, the Evertan project, which I'm, you know, which is about to come out within the next month. And I had sent a track to Chu, actually, you know, Bootsy was on the track as well. One long story short, I sent a track to Chu asking if Bootsy could get on it, wanting to get Bootsy on the track. Bootsy jumps on the track, blew my mind. The track is insanely good, so it's even more work that I'm doing with Chu. Chu reaches out to me behind that and is like, you know, look, I'm working on something, you know, my brother Breedlove, this, that, and the other, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd like for you to check it out. Plays, you know, sends me the stuff. I'm like, yo, this is pretty fresh. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, all right, cool. I'm down. I was like, do you mind if I pull my partner in Jerobi? Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, sounds fresh. Pretty much simply slide by Chu's lab and, you know, just put it together. It was like just a good feeling track. You know, it was definitely representative of where I'm from musically, as far as, you know, I'm from New York City, love rooftop parties.
Who doesn't?
Hey, true.
I mean
I guess people in Idaho.
Yeah. But then you bring them out to New York rooftop.
Exactly. Exactly. It just made sense. It was something that felt great. And then you know, after we get done, Bootsy gets on top of that. And, you know, like, I mean, man, I think Chu Fu is just one of the greatest musical finds, you know, like, period. If you don't know.
I know, we got to get him familiar. On when he gets his phone back and gets back in the country.
And personally, he is honestly the best dude
just
ever.
Just a great dude.
He's honestly the best dude ever.
Just a great dude.
And then where does Roxy come into all of this?
Roxy, again, everywhere. Was brought in by Chu Fu and blew my mind with her verse. She
Chu obviously has a knack for bringing cool people together.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm really grateful that, you know, that I got pulled into the room. And I mean, it's afforded me the opportunity to be in, you know, in here with everybody. And it's a good room to be in.
When he started sending me, you know, names of people that were going to be included, it was just like,
you're like, let's just
one after another. My mind was blown. Like one of you guys would have been incredible. And just, it's like, It feels like a party. It feels like a really awesome party, and I can't believe that I get to be a part of it. You know, it's really
so
magical.
Let's catch everyone up. Let's step back. Who is Britna? for the West Coast. So many criers. Three years of crying. The heart.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
West Coast.
Yeah, I was born in Northern California. And yeah,
entertainment parents.
Yes,
which is not common, actually.
Yeah,
I feel like our generation is still like a lot of parents might not be as show business as like future generations be like, yes, of course, my
everyone
dad was an artist in Bushwick. Yeah. Yes, of course.
My a mom, YouTube phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's because I have, you know, I have a child that's literally blowing up like as a singer, lead singer. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the group Cerebral Ballsy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. That's your son?
My son is Honor.
Holy shit. That's incredible. Now I see it. Holy shit. Yeah, yours. Oh, yeah. We can talk about but they have been at it and are finally getting their due recognition.
Man, you talk about proud.
Yeah.
I'm like just blown away. And it's probably the first time I've ever said this on a radio show or in public. You know, like he so wanted to do it on his own accord, and I so wanted him, you know, to be able to stand next to him doing it on his own accord.
Yeah.
And he's doing it on his own accord.
Just
blown away.
To pause for 1 second to talk to a father's part, like he and the band like really stuck it out. And seriously, yes. It is like really in the last 3 to 6 months, like outside of, you know, Brooklyn is, it's not, you have no reference point because everyone's like, yeah. All the time, but now outside, is being recognized.
Yeah, everywhere. I mean,
And solid style.
Yeah.
Solid style.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud.
So your parents, cool. Let's get your parents' background story.
Well, not quite as cool. No, they're, my mom's a cabaret singer, and I was very heavily influenced by growing up watching her interpret songs, very much like theatrical monologues. She sang she was most known for singing the music of Jacques Brel, and when when he died, his widow actually invited her as the English speaking ambassador of his music to sing at the Belgian National Opera House for a month. So she was definitely, you know, had the seal of approval from the Brel family.
Not to cut you short, bro, but like to see you perform, like, oh man, like you definitely you definitely pulled.
I'm just ripping my mom off.
Yeah.
Yo, bro. I'm a poor facsimile of the magic of my mom.
Yo, your mom is like even more amazing than your words right now because sincerely,
Do you think that Breed Love's mom feels about him what you feel about your son?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty sure because I mean, just to see you live, like I was literally blown away by something that just you don't get. There's a nuance to your presence that, you know, it's just so warm and like I literally, you know. We were Magic Mondays. I felt like I was on Broadway and loved every moment of your set, brother.
Let's talk about Magic Mondays.
Yeah.
Started at St. Jerome,
yeah.
Which is great because it takes about 6 people to fill. So exactly. It's like always, it was literally always a party.
And we started out with, actually, Steven was the only person at the first Magic Monday.
Well, so. I mean, he is a professional partier, so he is.
But he had to be there.
He was paid in whiskey and Jameson and Bud.
And bottles.
Yeah, bottles. So St. Jerome's,
yeah, 2 years ago. We just set our 2-year anniversary July 2nd. I know. And it's been literally a magical 2 years because I started my music project as something really, you know, I had a specific sound in my head and I wanted to hear it in the world, and so I weirdly did it for myself. And then my friends, Semi-Precious Weapons, forcibly, you know, had me open for them on tour. I didn't feel ready, but they were like, you've got to do this now. And they were the ones that basically said, just, like, remove your vocals from your demos and sing to tracks. So that's how that nonsense started of me singing karaoke to my own music. But it's allowed me to sing anywhere I want, anytime, at the drop of a hat. As long as I have a flash drive or a CD, I can just show up and do a set anywhere, and I've gotten to perform in a lot of weird, cool places, and it's been awesome, including St. Jerome's.
One good, cool, weird place?
What's the coolest, weirdest? I don't know, now that I say that. I mean, just like random restaurants, places that, you know, as long as they have something for me to plug my cordless mic into, I can, you know, do a show anywhere. And I totally walk around places and sing to people in awkward situations and somehow don't feel bad about it. I don't know. I've made a lot of people uncomfortable, but at the end of the night, we all end up in love anyway, so it's all good.
So we're going to play a song. What are you going to play for us?
I'd like to play an Evertan song. Called Keep Keeping On. This is actually the very first song that Jarobi and I did together. And then just to give you a little history about, you know, what's going on with me and Evertan, me and Jarobi from A Tribe Called Quest have formed a group. Jarobi would be the chef of A Tribe Called Quest. He's actually a chef. So I'm kind of disappointed he's not here. He would totally enjoy this conversation. But as well, he's also the one member of A Tribe Called Quest that you have never heard rhyme in 20 years. So us coming together and doing this project is like just groundbreaking, number one. This is the very... I have my own label. Me and my boy D Parks are partners on a label called Pool of Genius. So the idea was to pull Jarobi in to just do an EP. Bro, I was like, bro, I think everybody would love to hear you. Like, just do 5 songs. Let me put it out for you, this, that, and the other. Like, let's just work. Long story short, after getting turned down a couple of times, he winds up in New York doing some chef stuff. I pull him into the studio. I'm like, to make it easy, let's just do the first song together. We do the first song together. It comes out so amazing, in our opinion, that everyone that's heard it, that hears it, is like, you guys need to be a group. 26 songs later.
The longest EP in the history of EPs.
Exactly. We've whittled out an album and a few extra singles to kind of play with everyone, but I'd love to play Keep Keeping On, which is the very first record Jarobi and I ever performed.
All right.
Well, ever recorded.
Let's do this.
So if you run up, please be friendly, cause I got an itchy back end, so please don't keep keep me. Let the light shine through what you like tapping. Dig deep inside, keep my timeline. Wise, strong, right, wrong, pray, doing, keep it on. Let the light shine through what you like tapping. Dig deep inside, keep my timeline. Wise, strong, right, wrong, pray, doing, keep it on.
Peep the hashtag, native cats back for the scratch. We snatch attention swiftly.
And we're striking, of course. Drez and Roby ill, that's par for the course. Sounds remain native.
Creative.
Don't sleep.
Just peep the Crayola. A colorful blend. The party people love the odor.
Old, different rust. Love smells like us. Native soliloquy. Heaven with melody.
Plus, we parallel in paramount proportion. Please, I come to please with a proper portion.
Man, the portions are proper. Servings are hearty. Mr. Jenga with the lengua. Wrecking your body.
We just be blessed. Ridiculous. Me, I'm Dr. E.S. I spit beloved.
Ha! I'm Jarobi Continental, spilling words on your thoughts, leaving stains
keep
on your mental.
On. Let the light shine throughout your lifetime. Dig deep inside, peep my timeline. Wise, strong, right, wrong, pray, dawn, keep it on. Let the light shine throughout your lifetime. Dig deep inside, peep my timeline. Wise, strong, right, wrong, pray, dawn, keep it on.
Thank you.
first track. Amazing.
Woo! Yeah, right? That's
real good.
Thanks, clap. Yeah. I was pretty blown away, you know what I'm saying? Like, for that to be the very first verses that I heard from Jarobi.
Where was he these last 20 years?
I mean, well, it's, you know, Jarobi is kind of, I would say, the spirit. I think that's even how it got prefaced. You know, that's Jarobi's job, to be the spirit of A Tribe Called Quest. So right now he's at work. He's cooking in Manhattan. He works at a, he's a chef at a restaurant called August. And, you know, so that's kind of what he does, you know, aside from not rhyming.
Right.
You know, but so I thought it was real important that cats finally got a chance to hear him. He blew me away. And it was like each record we did was a progression. And I got to see his growth as an MC. And it did a lot for me as well. It kind of took me back 20 years ago and made it new for me as well. So, I mean, I'm really, really anxious for everyone to hear this album. The album comes out at the end of August, top of September. The name of the album is called Speed of Life. And again, the group is Evertan, which is native backward.
www.evertan.net.
Yeah. www.evertan.net.
We're going to give you a chance again at the end of the, to plug everything at the end of this. Yeah, no, it's good. Let's talk Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk Gaga.
No. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, I did. Hard hitting. So let's talk. So tell me about her Monster Ball.
Oh, okay. The show?
The show.
Okay. It was a spectacular
capital
show.
Capital T.
It was.
Period. S capital. Period. The show.
The show. It was incredible. It ran for 2 years. I got to see it a bunch of times all over the world. She's getting better and better. I started out singing literally on bars with her back in 2006, 2007. We share a best friend and collaborator, Lady Starlight, who brought us together to do that. And I've literally watched her turn into, you know, definitely one of my favorite performers of all time. I think it's incredible what she has done and really important. And you know, she's very popular, and that might turn some people off, but when you examine individually each thing that she does as an artist, it's all from a very inspired place. It's from a very smart place, it's very inspiring for me to get to see firsthand everything that she's done and doing. And I can't wait. I'm going to London in September to see the new show, the Born This Way Ball, because I've watched all the YouTube clips and I can't even believe some of the stuff. She built a castle and she's touring a castle around the world. Just casually. Just a castle. That's
my moat.
All the doors open and magical.
Now does that fold up?
I don't know how it happens. I plan on, you know, trying to sneak away and watch them break it down to see how all of that works, because it looks spectacular from what I've seen so far.
Did you spit in my moat?
Don't do there that. Is a moat. The moat was actually a very, very important part of it that was demanded by Lady Starlight. She said, I like the idea, but you have to have a moat.
And let's talk about Starlight, who gave you your namesake.
Yeah.
What is the origin of your name?
When I met her, we were working together at Henry Bendel. We were working at makeup counters, and I saw her from across the room, and it was love at first sight. And I walked over and just basically stood and stared at her for an hour until she talked to me. And she was really the one to kind of release me from, you know, the fears or release me from trying to be normal. And to let me, you know, kind of feel confident in just being inspired by something in music or in film or something like that, and actually transferring it to, you know, the way that I look. And she did that in many ways, one of them being, you know, taking me shopping all the time and also shopping for me. And she was on eBay shopping for me. My born name is Craig, and there was a shirt with a label that said Craig Breedlove for Sears, and Craig Breedlove is a famous race car driver, and he's still alive, but he was very famous in the 60s to the point where they released 45s of the sound of his car going around the racetrack.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's so cool.
And he built a vehicle called the Spirit of America that broke the sound barrier. And,
oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah. And the name registered somewhere.
And he was popular enough to have his own fashions line at Sears. And
the pinnacle.
Yeah,
the
exactly. Pinnacle.
He made it.
Anyone's life would, of course, be a collection
him
of Sears.
And Cheryl Teagues.
And, yeah. and now I believe, is it the Kardashians? Is that at Sears? So, very fine.
Company.
Yeah. Yes. But... yeah, so she sent it to me in an email. I needed a name because she had given me opportunities to go-go dance and with her, and that was another life-changing moment, seeing her go-go dance for the first time. So it was something I wanted to get involved into, and she said, I think this is your name. I think you're Breedlove.
Amazing.
And I said, you know, it kind of hits my gag reflex just enough and yet also has a, you know, kind of a sincere, you know, meaning that I really like of, you know, I think it is really important to breed love. And
yeah, it's fresh name.
So it's the best of all worlds.
That's a really good origin story.
Okay.
That is really that's good. Cool. So we're gonna switch it back over to Drez. So you're gonna do a little something live?
Oh yeah, why not?
So Joe, leave the mics on.
If I could get the room to help me with this though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, like, hip-hop is not hip-hop without chant response. And it's come a part in this record where I'm going to ask everyone in this cool room, what's it all about? When I ask what's it all about, I just like for everybody to say it's all about love. Hence,
okay.
Let's breathe
it's
love.
All about
let's
breathe love.
Let's try it real quick. What's it all about?
It's all about love.
You know what? I think you guys have been here before. let's give it a shot. This is a joint from my last project called Forever Lovely. And I kind of like how it kind of, you know what, I'll just kind of go into it. It kind of gives you a little bit about my mind state, tells you a little bit about me, whether or not you know or not, you'll know now. Check it out. Yo. I rock alligator Timbs, 18 karat gold rims, on a rose corniche with the mink interior for friends that are sex, in a triplex overlooking the hood, with Picasso originals, the beluga tastes good, on floors of Persia. I be leaning on suede walls, like baby, look at the water, the way it falls is so nice, while sipping Louis Lou on ice, my cube drops, when I'm landing on casino rooftop, hella pads, just me and the lady that's hella bad, on the highway of love, we in the white and yellow jack, sipping Chablis, when my baby girl slob me. Could it be, it's the life that I live? Probably I should be more concerned with my ways and mellow out. But I just don't give a fuck, my shit's too ghettoed out. Now it might seem a shame, I own all these objects and still live in the projects, huh? I'm for the hood, yo, I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me than ice and bubbly. Regarding love with me, no man could trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever lovely. I'm for the hood, yo, I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me than ice and bubbly. Regarding love with me, no man could trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever love. I like hot sauce on all I eat. My Kool-Aid too sweet. You might catch me outside with just my slippers on my feet, hitting kush with my brethren, getting money by the benches, living with mom, still my momos, 30 inches with bro, gets you up, and hoes set you up, where foes wet you up, and there's lots of cops that's corrupt in the heat. You better bust, and your team better roll, and if you don't know the half, you get left with big holes and big hoes, acting like they dig Joes to get clothes. The place where everybody spit flows, there's rib shacks, pawn shops, and weed spots, and it's best to start walking. Anytime you see cops, they be hating for free. Yo, I ain't waiting to see. I got a warrant. Would children be up later than me out the apartment? Yo, everybody love the chit chat. Funny, anytime I leave, I be glad to get back. I'm for the hood, yo. I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me than ice and bubbly. Regarding love with me, no man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever lovely. I'm for the hood, yo. I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me than ice and bubbly. Regarding love with me, no man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever love. Check it. I say, what's it all about?
It's all about love.
Hey, yo, what's it all about?
It's all about love.
I said, what's it all about?
It's all about love.
It's all about love. It's all about love. Y'all, what's it all about?
It's all about love.
I said, what's it all about?
It's all about love.
Hey, yo, what's it all about?
It's all about love.
It's all about love. It's all about love. Right here on Heritage Radio, y'all. We holding it down. Love is love.
We love, we love.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Nice.
It's pretty good. What is coming up next for Breedlove? After September, swimming in a moat.
Yes, I'll be swimming in the moat in the monster pit. Magic Monday, we just got an awesome sponsorship through the Fashion Week Times by Cole Haan and Paper Magazine. So starting next week, we're actually taking tonight off of Magic Monday because next week is going to be so big, I have to start stretching and sleeping extra right now. Chufu is actually DJing at Magic Monday for the first time. It's a huge deal. He's way too big to be playing our little show. But
if he makes it back.
If he makes it back. Well, I'm praying. We do the show at Tammany Hall now. So
love Dave.
Delzio? Delzio is the man.
He's the best.
He is literally the best. Other than Chufu and everyone in this room and my mom and Jesus Christ, absolutely best.
He also might have smoked 100,000 cigarettes his entire life.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, did you scream really bad last night? Yeah. Or what's... Yeah. But his voice is the coolest. Yeah. It's been a fun 6 months so far at Tammany Hall. Can't wait for the rest of my life there doing Magic Mondays. But yeah, Cole Haan has allowed us to book some pretty amazing acts for the next couple of weeks. So starting with Brittany Campbell and Chufu this coming week, the 27th, and more to come. You can check out my Twitter because I tweet
too much
about everything.
Let's do it. Let's a little nuts and bolts.
twitter.com/BreedloveNYC. And that's also my website, BreedloveNYC.com. And and we have this awesome remix package coming out for Rooftop. It's coming out the day after Labor Day, September 4th. That's a Tuesday. So we're doing the big magical launch party for it on September 3rd at Magic Monday. And I'm planning on at least half dying. It's going to be so fun. So hospitalization is definitely in my future after that one.
And Drez, you, upcoming album out at the end of the month, beginning of September?
Yes, sir. The name of the album is called Speed of Life. Very, very excited about it. Big shout to my dude, Jarobi. No doubt. Big up.
Best guy ever.
Phenomenal dude. I'm really excited. Like I said, it's coming out on our own label. Name of the label is called Pool of Genius. And essentially, you can catch me online. Like, you know, I'm a kind of a Twitter head. Catch me at Drez Black Sheep on Twitter. Jarobi's at Jarobi1, Jarobi O-N-E. And, you know what I'm saying, definitely catch us at evertan.net, www.evertan.net. There's a bunch of cool videos for you to check out, and some information letting you know about, you know, how we came to be and what the plan is.
When does Rooftops 2 come out, the video?
The video will come out.
Because I do have a dance solo in it.
Yeah. You do. Okay. There are some looks, and there is some serious dance serving going on from everybody in this video. It'll be out the week prior, so this next coming
Shout
week.
Out to Derek Mega.
Shout out to Derek Mega, the director.
The video is so
genius.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
a beautiful. He's a very young, very talented, spectacular up-and-coming director.
It's and also Caitlin an Perry honor. Did the pictures that are in the Village Voice, which Drez didn't know about. You gotta check out Village Voice and
I'm
awesome gallery behind the scenes.
Definitely gonna check them out. They're so beautiful. No doubt.
And then a big shout out to John Fraser as well.
John Fraser. Big shout out to John. Love you. Love you, Chufu.
Love you,
Kai.
Okay, so you're gonna take us out one more track.
Oh yeah, yeah. Here's a joint from what was kind of cool about us doing 26 songs. We whittled the album down to 14.
Right.
So it afforded us literally another album to play with as far as shooting out singles and shooting visuals. So this is one of the records that actually is not on the album.
I gotta sign out. I gotta just sign out first before you play it.
Sure.
Thanks everyone for listening. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Party Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for getting up early. I know it's officially before your time to come in. Thanks everyone listening the last 3 years. It's been amazing. Here's another three.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
That's cute.
That performance actually of Drez marks the last performance for the next Snacky Tunes comp. The first two volumes are out now. You can stream them on the Heritage Radio Network, Fresh. SoundCloud. Yes. And then the next comp will be out sometime in October, as soon as Jack, Darren, and I can pull it all together. We'll be gone the next couple weeks, and then we will be back beginning of September for a whole new fall season of Snacky Tunes. All right.
Sweet.
Now.
All right.
Now take us out.
Who is this, y'all, from Evertan? And, you know, the answer would be Snacky Tunes.
Yeah.
That's exactly who this is. Thanks, guys. Awesome.
Said it's time, it was time to break the curfew. Ahead of the game, that funky fresh and new. Bless it too. Rock with me and my man, we got a plan.
It's like people hold on to their old traditions. That's why they stay stuck in the same position. The way that my mind avalanches and spills keeps ladies wanting to be my tip drill. They like, Jay, I'm saying you should practice your writing. I try, but in the moment is much more exciting. Every new bar is like ocean air to Vikings. Enticing, your shit's bland, mine's a spicy. You got nice little patterns, I smirk when you spit. Seriously, you can't hold a candle to my shit. Even if you did, it would be opaque. And you, your whole style is transparent and fake. Jerome, he said bars just like he pole vault. Can't handle the stress, well that's your fault. Huh. I'm one fine crafted bastard. Prime time, nice and two games on they asses.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
A new era, terror forever, better vendetta, getting cheddar like mozzarella. Pharrell, yes, succumb to sublime. I'm Einstein with mine, let it live, repetitive, aligned, divine time. When we grab the mic, oppose the toy hands, for sure we got the spot and strength, like boy bands. I destroy plans, redoubtable, style be renowned, cause I'm trying to get the people, why they trying to get the crown. We down to make our way, take it on every day. Chicken nuggets, peep the max, try to toss us filet. Brothers dap with they respect, I'll be so bold to say to everybody rocking with us, it's a brand new day. And it's time, yo, it's time to break your curfew. Ahead of the game, back.